Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This five-liner has been brought to you by our friends and partners at MXS Solutions, Fixed Ops Digital, M1 Data and Analytics, 321 Ignition, Shop Smart Autos, and VinQ. If you want more brews or you want to find out how to partner with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, go to carguycoffee.com. Let's brew!
I jumped through the door. No parachute, no nothing. People in the car business in New Orleans, I swear to you, thought I was crazy. Like, what's he doing? He's over there? He's at that lot? Where's he at? Oh, man. Somebody told a few friends of mine. I'm not going to say who it is, but somebody told a few friends of mine, man, one thing about going into the independent world, you know, you just kind of like, you fall off and you kind of become irrelevant. And my two friends said, man, one thing about Bruce is he's never going to be irrelevant.
Come on.
Why I go so hard on social media? Because I think about that guy's remarks. I said, okay, you irrelevant. My friendship, my reach has grown since I've been an independent dealer. You know what I'm saying? I'm far from irrelevant, you know? So it's funny how like small things motivate you. You know what I'm saying? So, all right, man, I'm sorry.
No, brother, man. And you don't ever apologize on this show, because this show is all about you. Nothing to do with Lou or I.
Come on.
This show is an honor of you, right? And we want this to be heard. We want people to hear what it takes. And you're really bringing it what it takes, because your heart pours out. That lets me know how much effort and energy you've put into this last couple years, your whole career. But you're definitely building something on your own when it's truly your own. Woo, man. And when God showed you that door. He said, go through it. But you're going to have to jump over this, do that, yes, but it's here. Come get it. And if you get through all this, I promise you, there's more growth. But guess what? There's another door over here for you too, right?
Look, keep reaching for these doors. I feel that in every ounce of my being, that this is only the beginning. You know what I'm saying?
I feel that,
you know, every ounce of my being, like, there's not a thought in my mind where I have an image of me dying in the next, you know what I'm saying? I do not believe it. I believe that God is gonna make a way, and I believe that, you know, I will have those 10 dealerships that I'll put out there in the universe, and I'm excited. You know, somebody asked, like, recently, man, I've been on 10 out of 10 every day, man, ready. You know, somebody said, man, how you feel? I said, man, I feel 10 foot tall and bulletproof. And that's how I feel, you know what I'm saying? So, and look, I'm saying this, going through a divorce, terminal cancer. You know, I really have no parents, no family. You know, I got family, but I'm just saying, I'm here. I got as many problems that anybody else would have. You know, my mother had me at 15, high school dropout, all these things. But you can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me that I won't be as successful as the next man. So,
come on,
dude. Breaks, baby. Folks. Oof. And there's still more. And there's always more. You know, he can sit there and really sit back and say, boo hoo. Mm-hmm. He could. Mm-hmm. Folks, I mean, truly. And all of us would probably be like, we understand. But he doesn't feel that way. And that is what makes him have purpose in life. Purpose, that energy that gets put into you. Oh, that you live longer. You live for a reason. Your mind is so powerful, man. And what we can manifest, the power that God has given us to do things, he can live forever, man. And you know what? You will live forever. And that's amazing, brother. I love what you're talking about here. I think it's important that we all understand that this is a message that we all need to hear. And every single one of us need to hear this message. You know, we've talked about mentors a little bit already, but, you know, and I know who your greatest mentor is, and, you know, and it's a three-letter word, but I do know that there's people that have influenced you in your life. If you could pick one or two, maybe you could talk about as many people as you want, honestly. Mm-hmm. But if you could think about mentors that you can just want to throw love at and say, thank you for motivating me. I know one of them is Glenn Lundy. I already know that because we talked about that a little bit ago, right? And that's a huge thing. And I do believe in that. I do believe that you have to find people. Sometimes when you think you're the greatest or you're doing really good, you kind of level out and you don't know what's going on. Why do I feel not happy? You see somebody else doing more. Now you have an experience that you can really witness and have even more faith that you can do it, right? Yeah. So having those types of people are important. Besides Glenn Lundy, and shout out, we love Glenn Lundy, one of our greatest mentors too. Shout out to Glenn. But at the same time, who's been some other people in your life that have really helped you get along as you were growing?
First and foremost, no doubt, no questions asked, my pastor. You know, he's the bishop of our church. And when I first started the church, I was like 19, 20 years old, and I needed a car. I bought a cargo van, like a van. Okay, and the reason I bought a van is because if I bought a car, my cousin, my girlfriend, all I could bring is like one person to church. So at 20 years, 19 years old, I went and bought a van. And every Sunday I had that van packed up. I would bring 6, 7, 8, 9 people to church. I had my own row at church when I first was a new convert on fire for God. And then my pastor, I've been his favorite for a long time. Maybe somebody else is his favorite, but in my mind, I've been his favorite. Knowing my story, knowing where I come from, and he would preach messages, and he would say, you need to live your lifestyle in a certain manner. You need to live your life in a certain manner where the blessings of God chase you down. Mm. And he would use me as an example, you know? And so he's always been somebody like to tell me I was valuable, you know what I'm saying? To tell me that I was, you know, doing a good job, and I had never got that. My mother was 15 when she had me. She was not a loving mother. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's okay. She wasn't a loving, I don't have that relationship where some guys, no matter what they do in life, their mom's always going to take care of them, give them that kiss. And I never had it, you know? Yeah. So my pastor being that first person in my life that to really kind of like love me, show me that so much more potential, like believe in me, you know? If you get somebody that believes in you tells you that you're valuable, then that person is that's what a mentor is, right? You know, but that's been my number one mentor, you know, number one inspiration, the best man in my life, my pastor.
That's powerful, and that's truth, and I think that Lou can lean into that also. He knows that how powerful it is.
Shout
to
out
have
Brad.
Brad Custer, shout out to him. I've known Brad for many, many years, and it's amazing to see how much of a mentor and a great man that Brad has become, and will keep growing because he's constantly looking for ways to improve himself too. Hey, dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100% CGC approved.
And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
Love that guy. And so I could understand, lean into that. And I thank you for that. Shout out to your pastor. That's shout out to pastor. Them. That's right, you know. But, you know, there's so many people that are just feeling what you're talking about, right? And I do too, you know, from people I see out here, from Tyler Griffin, you know, talking about that he relates with you so much, to Kevin Jones talking about nobody listening doesn't believe you, you'll have the 10, bro. So he's saying that everybody that's listening right now knows you're going to get that 10 because that's just who you are. We're feeling that right now from you. What you've been through and you're still pushing through, this is nothing for you to get the 10. I already know it's going to happen. It's going to happen in the time that you want it to happen. And it's
setting the dominoes up.
Dude, you really are. You know, it's because that is that next door for you. Bam. You know what it is because you put it out in the universe. Like you said, you let God hear that and words become things. Especially the action behind all that faith, right? And that's what's so important. Oh, man, Lou.
Yeah, the truth is, I mean, the word is very, very clear that faith without works
is dead. That's right.
And the importance of making sure that you do activate your faith, though. The word also says that it is impossible to please God without faith. Okay, it doesn't take faith for me to believe that I have this cup. It doesn't take faith for me to believe that I have the water, the technology. I don't have to have faith to have it here. I had to have faith to believe that it would be here when I didn't have it, when it became something that I did not see, and we spoke it into existence until it was, then it became. Mm-hmm. You are putting that out there already. You're putting the work in. You're sowing the seeds. You're calling it out. Remember, the entire universe was put into order by a word. And then what we get to participate in, naming it. Giving all of it name, right? Naming the animals, saying what was, what isn't, and then growing from there. What's the first thing we were told to do? Be fruitful and multiply. Mm. Be
and multiplied. The very first order to man, and that's in our DNA. It's faceted in us. And you, sir, are showing an example of what everybody can do when they honor what it is that they've been given, and then they use it to subdue the earth as the Father deems it to be. People need your hope and need to also look at what others might consider a limitation and recognize there's nothing limiting about him. He is all gas. There are no brakes on that. He is rolling where it is that he's designed to roll, and that's incredible. I mean, you're putting the word out there. We want to champion that real quick, and we want to say it again. 10. He's going to get 10 dealerships.
10 dealerships.
The whole world, okay? It's happening.
In that time,
there's still so much that's going to be learned. You're going to learn. You're going to get different nicks and scratches, bumps and bruises, punches, shots on the chin, relationships, all that stuff. All of that kind of swelling and growth is going to come with its own measure of grind.
Yep.
So up to now, though, what has been the hardest lesson you've had to learn getting to where it is that you are now?
The hardest lesson that I had to learn is that I'm not in control. And I don't always get what I want. Being a driven, motivated person, I feel as if I should get whatever I want. You know, just go get it. The chip on my shoulder or the amount of like intensity that I play the game with is not like anybody else. That's another thing I had to learn. I'm trying to manage people. And I had to sit back one day and say, okay, that's just not me. You know, as successful as I am, there's days when I go home and I'm like, I feel as a failure. The hardest lesson I had to learn is that I'm not control. God is in control.
Yes.
You know, I don't always get what I want. Not everybody has the same passion I have. And recently started to stop and smell the roses a little bit and say, okay, I am doing good. All that I've done, I don't feel worthy sometimes. I don't feel like I've done anything. So I had to like start giving myself a pat on the back a little bit. Just a little small pat on the back, you know, love myself a little bit more. But, you know, not being in control. You know, things happen a lot. I have so many family members would say, man, Bruce, you're such a good guy. You know, I've been in the car business 20-something years. I never slept with the receptionist. I never been at the strip club with the boys. I don't drink. I don't smoke. And I don't care if you do that. I'm just saying me. I'm just describing me. I've never had an inappropriate conversation with a woman in 20-something years. You know, if there was a female employee, I just kept my distance. You know, I kept the right barriers up, you know. So when I got this terminal cancer diagnosis, a lot of people were like, why would you get it? You're a good guy. They could rattle off a couple bad guys in their head and say, why that dude didn't get it, you know. And you know, so I just took it as a bad, I said, look, God, if you place this burden on me, I'm gonna turn this into a good thing some kind of way. Gee,
that's right.
In my mind, because that's one thing, hardest lesson is I'm not in control. So initially, I was sad. Initially, I was like, damn, I can't believe that. But after a period of time, I realized, man, I'm aware this with a badge of honor. One thing that I tell myself, maybe if I got the cancer, my kids are not going to get the cancer. So I go through it gladly because that's the way I kind of look at things. All my ups and downs, trials and tribulations, they happen for a reason. I'm not in complete control. I just got to roll with the punches. And I need to try to use these lessons to positively impact other people. And that's the last year or so, year of my life, I realized it's all for a greater purpose. You know, so when I'm telling my story and stuff like that, I don't want to sound like I'm bragging because I'm not really bragging. I'm just saying, hey, man, this is what I've done. This is the way I view it. You know, to wake up every day and to try to post something kind of motivational almost every day of my life, to kick against the grain, go against the systems, stand up for something more than just profit. Most car dealers just profit is the only thing that motivates them. All that's hard, you know? So again, that's something I recently developed into, but you know, realizing that I'm not in control, God's in control. And as soon as I realized that in my life, it made everything a lot easier, you know, because okay, now I got to know, I just keep doing my part. I keep showing up. And then he grants the increase. You know, the Bible says we can't add one cubit to our stature. You can't make it. God gives it. God ordained.
Hey, dealers, franchise, and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you.
From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to TeamMXS.com. Back to the show.
The moment you realize that in your life, you won't question a lot of stuff. You say, well, now sometimes you do things to put yourself in these bad positions. You do things to cause
you reap what you sow.
Yeah. So I look, if somebody, I'm not trying to put this out there in the internet because I don't want a bunch of phone calls, but if somebody needs help, I freely give it. You know, I realize that I reap what I sow. I realize my purpose or what I'm trying to accomplish is so much bigger. So I try not to say no when it comes to helping people, you know? And again, because God is in control. I don't control the future. I don't control if I'm gonna get those 10 dealerships, and I don't control, God is gonna have the final say so in that. So I need to be pleasing to God. So hardest lesson, I didn't have this my whole life. I just picked up this recently, last few years, losing that job. God, why? Why did you take the job away from me? Man, I started doing the math and the calculations, how much money I would have made if I was still with those two new car franchises during these unprecedented pandemic times. But that's not what God had for me. He knew I was going to have to go to MD Anderson 21 times in 4 months, getting on a trial drug. He knew right. I was going to, you know, go through a divorce and have that. He knew those things. He knew I needed freedom. He knew I needed to be my own owner, you know, be my own man. I'm very opinionated. You know, I'm very passionate. So it's hard working for somebody else when they don't have the same beliefs as you. You know what I'm saying? So he knew all that. He's in control. And I think the moment in our lives that we understand that God is in control, it becomes a little bit easier, you know?
Oh, I mean, it releases us of the duty of doing his job. Right? That is so often what we get in the way of. We're like, God, let me help you out with this.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he's like, oh, I needed your help now. Okay. you know what I mean? But brother, it's so awesome that one, you recognize that, and it's a recent hello, right? It's a recent aha. Seeing that fundamentally, car guys and car gals, the reason why we want to brew with these incredibles is because they do recognize the great strengths, the great rewards, and then ultimately, what are the hardest lessons you have to recognize? And usually, if you can get that lesson handled and out of the way, then at that point, you can advance to next levels. And brother, that's inspiring. So crazy inspiring. We've been at awe of everything that you've been pouring out, so much so that we have not had the chance yet to announce all the great stuff that is coming up. So before we get to this last.
Yeah, we got one. We got a question left, but before we get there, and I love you all for being here today. And thanks for so many great, amazing comments. I know that, you know, it's a very good place to know that we can have a show in automotive where we could talk about our beliefs, right? And really be open about it. It's different. Automotive is changing, and we're trying to do it one show at a time, one dealership at a time, you know, one heartbeat at a time, man. And it's growing fast. It's contagious, my friends. This is contagious. Let's go with it. Lou,
real quick, there's a Facebook user that said Fred and Lou.
That's Johnny Cantley.
Johnny Cantley. I knew that was Johnny Cantley. Yeah. I was gonna say that.
He also did that. He
felt that Holy Ghost on it, brother. You're absolutely right, Johnny Cantley. That's exactly what I was thinking before you put that comment in there, brother. So true. There's so much of a connection that I feel weaved in so many of our hearts. But in that, man, let's stick to the show because there's so much of each.
Right. Yeah, no doubt about it, man. Bruce, thank you for being here today. And man, these four questions you've answered so far have been phenomenal. All the input and the inspiration has been everywhere, folks. And if you guys have been taking notes, you guys know what I'm talking about. If you're just feeling the Holy Spirit right now, I think you feel it too. I feel it. I'm excited about this. This is what it's about. I'm being able to draw this type of energy, and I feel that energy through the internet. That's what's so phenomenal about today's world. God brought us this too, my friends, and we're able to share this now even deeper in a bigger way, right? And so let's keep sharing this. I'm going to remind you all, even if you're watching this on the replay.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital.
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com. Back to the show.
Let's go.
Share this out to somebody that needs to hear this story. It's important that we share this to people. If somebody needs to be inspired, somebody is feeling like, hey, it's the end of the days. It's not. There's still time. There's still opportunity. You have right now. Everything you're doing today, go after it today. All gas, no brakes. So
today is the most productive day of the week, everybody.
So back to our man, Bruce Miller, man. So we have one last question for you, my friend, before we get out of here today. And this question is important. You know, we talked about it a little bit ago, and you've done such a great job of almost answering every one of these questions before we even get there because of your heart, right? And this last question, it's about your rewards. You know, let's talk about, you say you're not, you know, you talk about the money. You say, listen, I'm not scared to talk about the money. And you're right. People need to hear that it's possible, right? Mm-hmm. That's why it's important to talk about it. It's not bragging. It's just talking about what is possible
when you
put the work behind it. So let's talk about your greatest reward up to this point. I think I kind of know the answer, but I want to hear it from you. What has been your greatest reward for everything that you've done in your career, in your life up to this point today?
Talk about money real quick. I think Glenn Lundy recently had a comment where somebody told him, man, you don't look like a $150,000 a month guy. And he took that comment like, okay, I can do so much more because somebody was talking about money, you know? So I think talking about money and putting it out there is like, okay, you know? I hate when you're watching a movie and they're negotiating and they write it down on a piece of paper and they hand a piece of paper. I want to know what's on the paper, man. I want to know how much they get, you know? So no, my greatest reward has been the lifestyle that I was able to provide for my kids. I went to 8 different schools growing up. I grew up in the worst neighborhoods. I was the only white boy for 10, 12 years of my life. A lot of fighting, a lot of strife. My mother was 15. You know, when I was 10, she was 25, you know. My dad was abusive, alcoholic, you know, just not a good person. So they taught me how not to parent. They taught me how, you know, I went to so many different schools. I was smart. I was gifted and talented, high IQ, but I dropped out of high school because they didn't care. And I had bounced around so much. I didn't really have a strong set of friends. So when I got to having kids, look, I never settled. I coached my son's travel baseball team for the better part of 10 years being a manager in the car business. I just worked harder on the other days. That's all I did. I made sure I made time to be there with him and to make those memories. I put my kids in private school, one of the best schools in the New Orleans area. And it hurt to write those checks. But the kid that I had at 20 years old graduated with a perfect ACT score. He graduated at 17. He went to Tulane, which is an excellent school. He graduated at 21, and he has no debt. It's all paid for, you know. So the lifestyle that I was able to provide, the events, the memories, the great vacations, that's what the car business has done. And that's my greatest reward. That's why, you know, that's what I'm, you know, I want to give my kids an unfair advantage. You know, it's not called white privilege. It's just my hard work and I'm passing it down, you know? And so that's been my greatest reward. All the accomplishments, all the selling cars, all the records, that's cool. That's like me and my boys and we doing great things. That's rewarding, beating people and making people close their dealerships down, which, there was 2 Chevy stores that had been in business for 100 years. During my time at the stint, they closed the stores down. They sold the stores. They took their ball and went home.
They're like, dang.
Like, dang, yo.
They took their ball and went home.
It was good.
So, no, my greatest reward is the lifestyle and the advantages that I was able to give my 2 sons and my daughter. You know, like, you know, she's the princess. She's 8 years old. She's living her best life every day. And I'm happy to be able to provide that for her. Compared to the childhood that I went through, compared to the, you know, I didn't get that. You know, I didn't get like somebody doing something just for me. My whole entire life, I've done everything for my kids. I bought me a Corvette like a year ago. That's the first car I ever bought myself in 20-something years. So when Bruce graduated Tulane, I said, I'm going to buy me a Corvette.
Hey, dealers, did you know that when you get registered on the ShopSmart Autos dealer directory, it has no cost, no credit card, and no commitment? You'll receive 12 free months of ShopSmart Autos VIN history reporting. That's a simple click giving you daily wholesale, retail values, days on market, market price, accident, service, and repair history. Great for spotting trades or buying at the auction. Listen, you can try it for free for 1 year and you'll never pay high prices for vehicle histories again. You can check them out at ShopSmartAutos4Dealers.com. That's ShopSmartAutos4Dealers.com.
So what I've been able to provide for my kids, and I got three great kids, amazing kids, good people, good genuine hearts, like, yeah, you know, just really good kids, you know. And grew up in the gutter, come out the gutter as a high school dropout, a young mother, and just to kind of like the moment of my life that changed everything is when I received God, when I received the Holy Ghost, when I got baptized, when that's what changed, that's like reset the path for me. From that point on, I did things completely different. You know, I always put my kids first, but that's my greatest reward, the lifestyle that I've been able to provide for my kids.
I love it. Wow. Absolutely love it. And that's a special thing that you can do for somebody to show them, hey, look, no excuses. You know, I really believe that the definition of, you know, all gas, no brakes is make moves, not excuses, right? And that's exactly what you've taught them is, hey, there's no excuses. You know, all you got to do is put work in and you could be a graduate of Tulane. You can do anything that you want to. Literally manifest it because you do have the power inside you. And it's important. You got to work, though. It takes work. That's the thing. Like, we have all the faith. We got to put work behind that bad boy. I'm telling you, but it becomes something magical. It becomes more than you could ever imagine. It'll throw challenges in front of you that you didn't expect, but yet you find ways to navigate through it because you are an inspiration to others. People need to see that. And when you, like, there was a quote or a comment earlier about God gives his toughest battles, yes, to his strongest soldiers, right? Because it's to show others that, hey, now you can have faith that this is possible, right?
And I recently came to that realization. Okay, this is why it's going on. You know, last couple of years. Okay, stop feeling. Maybe for a period of time, I was feeling sorry for myself, things like that.
That's understandable.
But no, like, listen. In my mind, this is recent. Okay, I'm not losing my mind. But in my mind, I am wearing the full armor of God. Mm-hmm. I have the sword unsheathed, and I am going to battle every day. I'm going to battle against negativity, a battle against cancer, a battle. I am in a battle daily, and I see myself in this battle, like an out-of-body experience, trying to accomplish my goals. And there's systems and things trying to stop me, but I already know the outcome. I read the end of the book. I win.
Right. Come on.
I win. I'm just.
That's facts.
Come on.
That's it.
The word says that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That doesn't mean that weapons are not going to be formed. That doesn't mean that the tide isn't going to change, but ultimately we were the ones that were designed to tell the wind which way to go. And if we believe that we have that power, if we believe that we can affect this world and go after cancer, go after the cancers of this earth, go after the things that can be seen as giants, something can awaken inside of us that is the David that says, I don't need the armor of man. I don't need the armor that you guys use to fight with, the same armor that he uses. I don't even need your sword. I need one smooth stone. I'll take five just in case. You know what I mean? Maybe 10, but I'll take one smooth one and I'm going to put it right there in the center because I am with the Lord. Hey. And if I'm there, I'm good.
The greatest part about that story, he walked up bringing lunch to his brothers.
That's right.
And he heard off in the distance somebody talking trash about God.
Like, yo,
whoa. He said, whoa. Yeah. He said, whoa.
Exactly. Like, but exactly there? Like you just said, like, whoa, hold on.
Whoa, who's over here? So he said, y'all not going to go say nothing?
Right. For real.
He went and took care of himself. So that's, you know.
Yeah. It's like, for real. It's like, all
and
right.
They running their mouth over there. They talking trash.
But the difference is, though, Bruce, and here's the thing that other people, this is why we have you on the show specifically. Those other people that he said that to, they didn't in private wrestle a bear. They didn't in private wrestle a lion. They didn't in private conquer in the heart of protection the things that you have had to fight and go through. These are the things that gives you the faith to say, whoa, I've already taken these things out. And my God's bigger than me inside of that situation. Let's go get this giant, right? To understand, we know, we see how big our God is. And you activating that faith is something that more and more people need to absolutely ingest in every fiber in their cells, right? Yep. To understand that you are here for a purpose, to ignite this world, light it up, fire it up, all gas, no brakes. That means you are applying pressure to what is creating the fire that allows us to go forward. And that is what you're doing each and every day. And we honor you for that. We're so thankful for it. If you are thankful for it, make sure that you all blow Bruce up. Let him know that you appreciate the words that he's poured out to you today. Let him know that if he's inspired you today, because ultimately we only have so many days inside of our life, and he's chosen to spend over an hour with us, pouring out wisdom, words of encouragement to each and every one of you, and that is valuable. Quick question. Do you know what Smart Pixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to M1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at M1-data.com.
Let's brew!
Come on now, back to the show.
Extremely valuable, and you've paid nothing for it but a bit of your time, and we are so thankful for it, everybody. But Bruce, brother, wow, rocked our hearts. Goodness, makes me want to hit my chest one time and just shout out, thank you. Because, brother, you are an inspiration, and I can't wait to connect you. There's so much of our stories that are so similar as in our youth and parenting and all the stuff that we've been exposed to. And ultimately, that's where the pivot turned. Mm-hmm. When I met him, I could never be the same. When I really was changed by him, I could never go back. And that has changed everything in my world. And does ugly stuff happen? Yes. Do hard lessons keep coming? Yes. Do the giants keep showing up? Yes. And we are going to still slay them suckers, because it is all gas, no brakes. We're going to Bigfoot over it all, right? Man, I'm excited. I'm excited, bro. I don't even want
to have me on, you know? Hey, I want to be able to share the story. Like, whatever happened for 20 years of my life, these last two, and the faith that I had to have and the belief that I had to have and to get to where I point, man, anybody can, you just look me up today and you met me today, you scroll through my Facebook page, you say, oh, this guy's an arrogant prick. He's talking about his car. He's talking about selling cars. He's just a prick. But no, you wasn't there when I was alone with tumors in my stomach and marriage falling apart and just lost my job and in the garage and everybody questioning my thought process, everybody questioning where I was going. But no, man, me and God, we got on the same page, and here I am today. You know what I'm saying? So,
amen to that. Man, blessed to have you on the show, my friends. I think you all felt that. There were so many great comments. Thank you all for sharing that. Once again, if you're watching this on the replay, I'm telling you, this was amazing live, but I know the replay is going to be an impact. Go back and watch this, my friends. If you need to hear this, listen to it, share it. Thank you so much, Bruce, for being here. Lou Ramirez, let's close this thing out. Let's get out of here.
I don't care what position you all are in watching this, what your day looks like. Look at the one that created you and has the answers that you're looking for. Listen up and go for it and understand that if you can activate that faith, it will move mountains and wrestle those bears like our friend Bruce. Bruce, you, man, I can talk forever. Y'all already know that, but I can't wait to spend some time with you, brother. But it's coming. It is
yes,
coming.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
We honor you. We will be reopening a new enrollment up for some other solutionaries that want to go to the next level. Can't wait to brew with all of you. But we want to make sure that 100% of you know that our incredible guest on the show today is 100%
CGC approved. That's right.
I made it, mama.
Yeah, we need to get a sticker, put that on the doors, right? We need to try to get all these different dealers to have a CGC approved with a bag of Car Guy coffee. We're going to forget, focus, and fly so that we can keep growing and head on out of here today.
That's right.
Bruce, you ready to forget, focus, fly so you can go solve some transportation problems today?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right.
Well, let's go make it do what it do. On three, car guys and car gals, let's get some music flowing and goodbye. And on three, one, two, three.
Forgive. Focus. Fly. And keep growing. Woo! Man, what a great show. Thank you so much, y'all. Get out there. Make a difference. Get inspired. Be inspired. Let's go.
Let's go. I am Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
I am Frelin Arts, subprime hero.
And you've been brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast with the one,
the only, Bruce Miller.
That's right. Everybody, take it easy. Share this around. Watch the replay. If you missed some, go get you some more. We're out.